Joe's Need to Know News. It's been hot. You probably already know that, but it's been so hot that you can bake some biscuits. To give everybody an idea of what actually can happen to people and animals when they're left inside of a car, the National Weather Service in Omaha, they're really busy this weekend. They demonstrated the effects of a biscuit dough being inside of a hot car. They had a pan with four future biscuits, you know, the dough that will rise, placed on the dashboard of a car parked in the sun. After only 45 minutes, those biscuits began rising. So
no,
I guess,
way. Did they fully bake?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they were as good as like what an oven would do with controlled heat.
Right.
But yeah, after 45 minutes, at 1 hour, the pan was 175 degrees.
Jeez.
So that could be like you inside of a car baking. The National Safety Council says that about 38 children a year die after being left in hot cars. So that's the big takeaway, is something to be aware of. The man who created the Facebook group calling for participants to storm Area 51 says he hopes no one gets hurt at the event in September. The man from California created the event after he watched an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast that highlighted an Area 51 whistleblower. And I forget the name of it because it's something I was going to watch. It's on Netflix. It's like if you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, if you know what I'm talking about, or call us 833-563-2539. But it's something that I saw, I think it was trending on Netflix. It's about like Area 51 and aliens. You know what I'm talking about, Liv, or no?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I believe you.
Yeah, but they had that guy on the Joe Rogan show. The event now has nearly 2 million people attending. Obviously, people are just doing it for fun now. I don't think they're actually going to go. But he says his idea was meant to be something cool, and he hopes that nobody gets hurt at the event.
Kind of worried about that. I've had a couple people DM the page where they're like, I'm willing to die for the government. Let's do this. And I'm just like, oh my God, bud.
Robert says the whole storming the gates idea was really more of a joke. He has other plans for the masses that may show up on September 20th.
It's not going to be like a military-based slaughter. It'll actually be something really fun, educational, maybe music and art. That's what I'm working on.
I really think somebody's going to get killed. Like, I feel like someone's like, I'm going for it!
I don't know what's going to happen.
Leroy Jenkins!
Now that this guy has come out and been like, it was just kind of like a joke, and now that he's kind of taken charge of it because he's nervous about what could possibly happen,
mm-hmm.
I think it could actually be like something very cool.
It's just
like, I might want to go now.
Well, that's the thing about that. Like, the hotels around there are sold out, but it's such a small town, like outside of Area 51. Like, I think there's like a hotel that only has like 12 bedrooms. So it's like, where's everybody going to be? You're going to all camp in the desert?
There's a lot of campsites over there. One time the Kardashians went out there in an RV and they camped.
That's fine. But I'm telling you right now, camping out in the desert is way different than camping out in your mom's basement, okay? It's a big, big difference. A man in North Carolina, this is tragic and sad and freaky, died after a wave broke his neck. The 37-year-old father of six was in the ocean playing with his kids when a wave pushed his head to the ground and it broke his neck. The swelling from the injury caused him to suffocate, killing him. He was out there playing, because you've been in the ocean before, right?
Yeah, a million times.
And the wave, it'll knock you down. It can, you know,
right.
A lot of power. And it's just the right way that it messed his neck up and he died.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary and sad.
Let's end Need to Know News with something cute and not involving death.
Yeah, please.
How about a little badass here? A 2.5-year-old from Minnesota decided to take his battery-powered John Deere tractor to the county fair without asking his parents. Dispatchers got a call about a missing child and deputies found him a few minutes later in the middle of the fairgrounds. I guess the toddler lives near the fairgrounds, and he'd been seeing the rides go up for the past couple of days.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do some investigating. So when the fair opened up, he was excited, and he actually went and hopped on his little tractor. He went down the sidewalk through a back gate. Who's going to pay an entrance fee? Not this guy. And finally arrived at his chosen destination, the Tilt-A-Whirl. After the boy was found, he was reunited with his family. His driving privileges, though, were immediately suspended. They removed the battery from the tractor.
Yeah, that's probably smart. I mean, honestly, how strong-willed is that little 2-year-old? Like, that's insane. Normally, they would be terrified to do anything like that.
Dude, he probably's like, where's my corn dogs
that's
at?
That's like the future president, probably.
I hope so. That kid sounds awesome. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.